The Sitka School Board lobbies collectively with the Alaska Association of School Boards. Board President Scott McAdams and members Tom Conley and Lon Garrison brought the positive news back to their colleagues at the regular monthly meeting of the Sitka School Board Tuesday night. McAdams did not mince words about the impact of the legislature's commitment to schools.
If this package hadn't passed, this district would be bankrupt. And the work that was done by our legislators is historic. There wasn't a lot of pageantry or trumpets that sounded when this package got passed, but I would share with the voting public that this three-legged stool for schools that was passed, being the pay down on TERS-PERS, the new foundation formula, and municipal revenue sharing, represents over $500 million of real dollars out of the general fund.
The three-legged stool McAdams referred to includes the state's teacher and public employees retirement systems, otherwise known as TERS-PERS. Over the last decade, the pension program had accrued an unfunded liability which could have forced schools and local governments to pay as much as 50 cents into the system for every dollar paid in salary. The legislature paid down the liability, with the result that schools will have to pay no more than 12.5% in pension benefits. The foundation formula, or base student allowance, will go up $100 a year for each of the next 3 years, topping out at $5,680 per student in 2010. For intensive needs students, there is a multiplier in the formula, 9 times the base student allowance in 2008, 11 in 2009, and 13 in 2010. Board member Tom Conley said the legislature also decided to throw in $100 per student for this school year as energy relief. It will amount to $216,000 for the Sitka School District. The third leg, or municipal revenue sharing, will total $60 million statewide this year. The final amount for Sitka will be calculated on a per capita basis according to how many residents file for permanent fund dividends. It could total several hundred thousand dollars or more. And while municipal revenue sharing will not be directly allocated to schools, Board President Scott McAdams says that you can't have healthy schools without healthy communities. He adds that the Alaska Association of School Boards lobbied specifically for municipal revenue sharing in order to let local governments more easily contribute to schools up to the full amount allowed by law. The Sitka School Board delegation had around 40 appointments with legislators and staff in their 3-day junket. Board member Lon Garrison was on his first lobbying trip. He was startled by the access communities had to government in Alaska.
You want to kind of go watch something interesting, go up to the Capitol and spend a little time there. I find it quite fascinating, having never been there and experienced that. And I also find it refreshing that we can go there and talk to our legislators and feel like we can make a difference.
And despite the overall rosier financial picture in the district due to increased state spending levels, decreasing student enrollment remains a serious concern. The board cut 4 full-time teaching positions in the district next year. They gave no indication Tuesday night that they plan to reinstate those positions. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.